Doug Marsh. I'm the National Royal Rangers Director. Thank you for joining me as I read Growing Royal Rangers to the Next Level. One of the books every organizational Royal Rangers leader has been encouraged to read is Good to Great by Jim Collins. It's also available as an audiobook. In it, the author encourages the leader to behave as a hedgehog, not as a fox. The fox is always trying to figure out a new gimmick to get to the next level, while the hedgehog has predetermined his or her normal activities and engages in them consistently, which steadily, when repeated over time, builds momentum and grows the ministry to a new level. These leaders have discovered what Jim Collins calls the hedgehog principle. To that end, Collins asks the leader to answer three questions, and I've taken the liberty to personalize these questions for Royal Rangers. The first is, what is Royal Rangers passionate about? The answer to that question is very easy for us. We are passionate about evangelizing, equipping, and empowering the next generation of Christ-like men and lifelong servant leaders. We are passionate about life-changing ministry to boys. And that is what we have been passionate about for nearly 50 years. Collins' second question asks, what can Royal Rangers be the best in the world at? Now, this proved to be a little more difficult to answer. From our founding, we have modeled ourselves after the Boy Scouts of America, the Civil Air Patrol, and others. These are each great American institutions, and we have and will continue to learn from them. But we had to ask, can we be the best scouters or the best military preparatory institution in the world? The truth is, we can't be. Primarily, we can't be because that is not our purpose. Our passion and purpose revolve around evangelizing, equipping, and empowering the next generation of Christ-like men and lifelong servant leaders. Our purposes are much more in keeping with Ephesians 4:12, where we provide our lead pastors, children's pastors, and youth pastors the resources and inspiration to prepare men in their congregation for works of service so that the boys in the body of Christ may be built up. And yes, I've paraphrased that verse. Our purposes are in line with Paul's instruction to young ministers in Titus 2, verses 2 and 6. For today's men to mentor tomorrow's men to be temperate, respectful, self-controlled, sound in faith, love, and endurance. And here again, I've paraphrased those two verses. The point is, we will never be the best scouters, campers, or whatever other organization you'd like to compare us with. However, I believe we can be the best ministry in the world at inspiring, mobilizing, and resourcing men to mentor the next generation of Christ-like men and lifelong servant leaders. In this sense, Royal Rangers is a ministry to men before it is a ministry to boys. Collins' third question has to do with the economic engines. He asks, what is financially required to propel Royal Rangers forward? As a national team, we have spent a great deal of time looking at this, but for the purposes of this article, I don't feel it is necessary to dive into the topic deeply. I will point out the obvious. Ministries, even Royal Rangers, must have a plan to generate funding. We want to be affordable and practical so every church and family can participate, but this must be balanced with the reality that national and district programming must include an effective funding mechanism so that ministry can sustain itself by way of chartering, events, sales, offerings, etc. We can't have a thriving cause to reach next generation men without financial resources at all levels. While this is not a topic covered in this compilation of articles, chartering is undergoing some exciting changes that will in part address this question. When pastors adopt Royal Rangers, they are being resourced to minister to the boys in their flock. But they are also participating in a nationwide, indeed a worldwide cause to minister to boys. The financial investment in ministry to local boys has a national and international impact. Being part of a fellowship with a vision for gender-specific ministry is awesome and has far-reaching impact. In summary, while the fox leader is constantly trying one gimmick after another in pursuit of success, the hedgehog leader thoughtfully assesses what must be done consistently to continually move the ministry to the next level. These leaders focus their energies on what they are passionate about, on what they can be the best in the world at, and on what will make their financial engines propel ministry forward. In Raw Rangers, we are passionate about evangelizing, equipping, and empowering the next generation of Christ-like men and lifelong servant leaders. We will be the best in the world at inspiring, mobilizing, and resourcing mentors. Our economic engines will primarily be propelled by chartering, events, sales, and offerings. As we consistently focus our energies on these activities, our ministry at all levels will gain momentum. We will continually grow Raw Rangers to the next level.